Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so everybody's heard about the massive Somali fraud now.
Oh, yeah.
$1 billion stolen. Some of it was COVID money. Some of it's through this Medicaid scam, which, by the way, a very similar scam is going on in California. Same thing. Visa cards loaded with thousands of dollars in Medicaid cash handed out to illegals, refugees, all of this kind of stuff. It's the same scam, in fact, that Elon Musk was talking about with California just 2 weeks ago. I played the audio. Now we're finding out that it's going on in Minnesota. And it's looking like somewhere between $1 and $2 billion in fraud. Some of it through this fake autism scam where they can get grants that can go directly to families of autistic children. So they've got all these Somalis saying their kids are autistic and they're getting paid $500 to $1,400 a month for each kid that they say is autistic. But these kids are not autistic. It's just a massive scam that's been going on. Okay. So Trump notices it because there's, you know, finally hits critical mass, says something about it, starts talking about deporting, you know, Somalis. Look what just happened with this Democrat judge. I don't know if you saw this. This is incredible. Minnesota Democrat judge just overturned a unanimous jury verdict, in a $7.2 million Medicaid fraud case. This is part of this whole Somali scam. And so the jury, they go through the whole trial. The jury finds him guilty unanimously of $7.2 million in Medicaid fraud. He's only the latest. His name is Abdi Fattah Yusuf. And the judge overturns it. Judge Sarah West, former public defender, acquitted him of all charges after jurors found he and his wife ran a fake home health business out of a mailbox and stole $7.2 million in Medicaid funds. This is just honestly a drop in the bucket compared to what they were stealing. Jurors say they are stunned because the evidence of fraud, overbilling, and luxury spending was obvious. So, he got to keep his wardrobe from Coach, Canada Goose, Michael Kors, Third Degree Heat. And she just overturns it. And, you know, basically says she thought it was excessive, which she didn't mention the whole time. So what do we got here? We've got Democrat judges protecting the Democrat scams here to defraud the taxpayer. It's suicidal empathy is what it is. And this is going on all over the place. It's the exact same thing, Lee, that we saw in California with Elon Musk talking about, look, they're just taking Medicaid funds and handing them. He's talking about work Doge is still doing. They're just handing them out. This was a couple weeks ago on Joe Rogan to illegal immigrants.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard? But they, what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes.
Yeah, they turn it into a slush fund and hand the funds out. I mean, so there's massive fraud here. Okay, that leads to this, and it's incredible. You know, the Democrats insisted that there were no illegal immigrants getting SNAP benefits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Did you see this? Politico, yeah. 21 states are suing Trump for cutting off the illegal immigrants on SNAP benefits.
That weren't getting SNAP benefits.
They said, yeah, no, they weren't. But now they are.
Yeah.
Right. And so who's Trump cutting off? He's cutting off the illegal immigrants, but also immigrants who are not legally entitled to SNAP benefits. You're not supposed to be able to come here and then just sign yourself up for welfare. That's illegal.
Right.
Well, so they're suing on behalf of both, but they said these people weren't getting SNAP benefits.
The pretzels you have to twist yourself into to be a Democrat.
I know. Well, here's what's interesting. These 21 states. Okay, this is what's behind this. These are the 21 states I keep talking about. Because Brooke Rollins, who is the head of the USDA, they administer SNAP. Last week, you know, she talked about how we found 700,000 illegals on the SNAP rolls and immigrants who are not entitled to it and kicked them off because what they're doing is fraud. And she said, listen, we that's the 26 mostly Republican states. She said there's 21 more states. We're suing them to try to get their rolls because they're refusing to turn them over. That's because they know they committed massive fraud at the state level.
Exactly.
To sign them all up. So this is the Democrat 21 states suing preemptively to protect their rolls. And what they want is they want the money to continue, but they don't want anybody to know who's on the rolls. So this is going to get interesting. Look, here, this is the heart of the battle right here. It's not just about fraud. If we can find these people and kick them off, Trump can get 10 million of them to go home. If you don't have a job, you can't keep a roof over your head. You can't keep your stomach full. And this is the plan to send them home. No, you and the Democrats are not going to commit massive fraud to keep them here.
Well, you cut off the gravy train and they'll self-deport.
Yeah, they will. Speaking of which, if you spend a lot of time on X like I do, one of the things that you have noticed in recent months is the word Taliban keeps trending. It's just on and off, on and off, and on and off. And here's what's going on. In light of everything that just happened with Afghanistan, the D.C. National Guard, there's a huge effort in Congress. I've been talking about it for almost 2 years now to defund the Taliban. We are sending $40 to $80 million dollars a month.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To the Taliban. The Taliban, they were the enemy in Afghanistan, okay? We took 22 for 20 years, we took 2,200 casualties trying to remove them from power and training the Afghan army. So why on earth are we paying the Taliban? In fact, members of the Afghan army have been brought to the swamp to testify about this. Like, you're killing us. We could overthrow the Taliban, but you keep sending money to them. So there's a guy by the name of Sean Ryan. He's got a very popular podcast. He's has a lot of former military on there, a lot of special forces. They've been trying to end the payments to the Taliban. I don't know why we're paying the stupid Taliban.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy Mace from South Carolina, out on the coast to run for governor, sponsored a bill along with Tim Burchett. Took a year, but they got it through the House to outlaw paying the enemy. to keep them in power.
Kind of makes common sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. So it passed the House. They had a hard time getting a vote on, but it passed the House. It is now sitting in the Senate Armed Services Committee. Jim Risch, a Republican, I'm ashamed to say, is blocking it. So if you go on X right now, you put in Sean Ryan Taliban, your jaw will hit the floor. We are still funding them while the Afghan army members we train to defeat them come to Washington to beg us to stop because the Taliban is killing them. Why are we funding the Taliban? I don't know. Why do we bring 12,000 death squad members here, including the DC National Guard shooter? I don't know. We do weird things, though. Yeah. And I want to play this. This is Representative Perry. This is actually the tail end of Joe Biden's covering the tail end of Joe Biden's regime and the amount of money going out to the Taliban. This is very well known in the swamp. This should be like after World War II, Lee, if we're like, you know, that Hitler guy wasn't too bad. We'll cut him checks. Well, didn't we just lose a lot of people fighting him? Yeah. Why are we keeping him in power then with our money? Why do we do anything? I don't know. We're crazy. Representative Perry, this is a monologue by him on how much money is going to the Taliban, either directly or indirectly. And the $40 to $80 million, by the way, he'll mention in here, you'll hear him. Those are direct payments. We do currency swaps with them. So we say, okay, you print something on some paper, call it your currency, and we'll come in here with pallets of cash and we'll just trade. Currency swaps. If you're wondering where the money for that was coming from, it was coming from USAID. I don't know where it's coming from now, but it's still going on. Take a listen.
So this is last year, 2024. We spent $697 million of the taxpayers' dollars in Afghanistan, including $534,719,000 in change from USAID in Afghanistan. I don't know what we think we're going to change in Afghanistan. We lost 22,000, lost or wounded 22,500 Americans in Afghanistan over the course of our term there in the war, spending over $2 trillion.
He means 2,200. But
we're just going to keep on spending because somehow we think it's going to get better. And if you're wondering who's in charge of Afghanistan getting the money, and that money I just mentioned, the $697 million is on top of, and is in addition to the weekly to every 10-day shipments in cash of $40 to $80 million. Afghanistan is ruled by folks named Sirruddin Haqqani. The Haqqani network mean anything to anybody in the room? How about Abdullah bin Laden? Who gets some of that money? Does that name ring a bell to anybody in the room? Because your money, $697 million annually, plus the shipments of cash funds madrasas, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, ISIS Khorasan, terrorist training camps. That's what it's funding.
Yeah. We've been talking about that for a while. You heard the bin Laden name. That is one of bin Laden's sons. He is running terror training camps openly in Afghanistan. And it is believed that that's where some of that money goes. The rest keeps the Taliban in power. So I'm just wondering, you know, like.
Well, proof once again, you can't fix stupid.
No, you can't. I can't imagine what Senator Risch is doing blocking the defunding of the Taliban. My suspicion is our intelligence agencies are thinking that they can use these jihadis as a proxy army again somewhere. But we saw how that worked out with bin Laden.
Yeah.
He was one of our proxy soldiers. That did not work out well because they are training to kill us. And yes, you can divert them for a time and get them to kill somebody for you, like, say, take over Syria, which they just did using a jihadi army. But the problem is once they settle in and get comfortable, then they begin planning to kill us again. Funded with our money. It's incredible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.